A consumer advocacy group is asking the federal government to halt a clinical trial that will involve patients at the University of Kentucky. The nonprofit group Public Citizen sent a letter Tuesday to the federal government. Lisa Gillespie of member station WFPL reports that the group raises concerns about a trial to measure two treatments for sepsis. Kentucky has the nation's fifth highest mortality rate from the illness.
Sepsis is a serious illness that happens when a person has an infection and their immune system causes widespread inflammation. That inflammation can cause blood clots, poor blood flow, and a big drop in blood pressure. Typically, treating sepsis involves giving a patient IV fluids, which helps to increase blood flow. Blood pressure medication is also used to prevent the heart from stopping. But doctors disagree about the appropriate balance between IV fluids and medication. University of Louisville bioethicist Kyle Brothers says the guessing game could contribute to Kentucky's high death rate.
The problem here is that, according to the investigators in the study, what qualifies as usual care is all over the place.
In its letter, Public Citizen wrote there are two main issues with the national clinical trial. The first is that there is no control group, which helps researchers measure the effect of an experimental treatment against the care patients would normally receive. Michael Jerome is the director of Public Citizen's Health Research Group.
Without a control group, you can't know whether one or both groups might be harming subjects in the trial compared to what they would have gotten had they just received usual care outside of the trial.
The other issue is that without a control group, perhaps a group that gets treatment more in the middle, it'll be hard to tell if the results are definitive. When asked for comment, the University of Kentucky forwarded a statement from the clinical trials investigators at Harvard. In the statement, the researchers defended the study's methodology, saying the two treatments being tested in the clinical trial are currently used widely. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.